If it's Australian made, say it. That's the latest call from the Australian Made campaign, which is encouraging companies that make Australian goods to display their Aussie credentials and leverage consumer preference for Australian made products. Roy Morgan Research recently revealed that more than two-thirds of Australians would give preference to buying genuine Australian made products. We have been fortunate to have the Chief Executive, Ian Harrison, on the line to tell us more about this campaign. Good morning, Mr. Harrison.
G'day, Louis. How are you going?
I'm excellent. Thank you very much. Tell me more about this campaign that you have launched.
Commission the research. We've had a clear view for a long time that consumers do have a strong preference for buying Australian-made product, and that's really the case for food. But this research came back and showed us that the strength of the intentions of people to buy Aussie-made right across the product range, and it averaged out that somewhere nearly 70% of consumers out of a scale of 1 to 10 rated at 7 to 10, which is at the high end by any measure, that their intention to buy products. This is across health and beauty products. It's across animal and pet care, building, clothing, baby care and so forth. So to us, it was really encouraging. And so what we've decided to do is come out and say to businesses, in reality, look, if being Australian made helps in the marketplace, you really ought to be sticking your hand up and telling the consumers that your product is Australian, because it resonates. We've known forever, Louis, that it resonates in Asia and outside Australia. There's a very strong preference for Aussie products and produce in those sort of in the regions around us for all sorts of reasons. We've known that, but we've also known it's strong in Australia. But this is a real call to companies to say, do not underestimate the value of country of origin in your marketing.
Yeah, that's right. Especially with the proliferation of made-in-China products, which are all over the place.
Well, that's right. That's right. The structural change in Australia over the last many years has been there's a greater variety in Australia of a product available, particularly imported product. Having said that, there's a need, therefore, to play the country of origin card in a competitive situation. So whilst it's strong overseas, it's super strong as we know, the reality is it's a very competitive market in this country. I mean, Australia's got one of the freest trading markets in the world. And we have almost negligible restrictions on any products coming in here other than the health and safety of our natural produce, the quarantine type situation. But across the board, we're very, very welcoming of products from anywhere in the world, which means that this marketplace is perhaps as competitive as any other market, at least as competitive as any marketplace in the world. So it just makes sense to play the country of origin card every time.
Yes. Your campaign is mainly based on applying or sticking the Australia, the famous green and gold kangaroo logo, on the products being sold. How far are you going with this campaign?
Oh, well, you're quite right in terms of what we do. What we say to companies is if you want to make a statement to your consumers, be those consumers government, other companies or individuals, Louis, then the easiest, best, cheapest, the whole lot way to do it is to use the Australian-made logo, because certainly in this country, nearly everybody recognises that powerful symbol. It's the triangle with a stylised kangaroo. And it's now recently been put into the government's compulsory food labelling for country of origin. So we're going to see it everywhere when we go shopping in supermarkets, because all those food products by 1 July next year have to have a new country of origin label.
Yes.
It's mandatory. And for all of those that have been made or grown in Australia, that label will include the famous kangaroo in the triangle. So our campaign is about helping companies promote the fact that their product or produce is Australian, and we do that through the Australian-made logo. Companies have to pay to use it, by the way. I mean, so it's a powerful statement, but companies make an investment at a very low cost. I mean, we're not for profit, of course. But it's a commitment by companies, and the feedback we get all the time is that the companies who use this symbol and use it aggressively do very well out of it. And that's why the numbers of companies involved in the campaign growing rapidly and have done so for many years.
Right. For the sake of those who are listening who are not yet using the Australia logo, where can they get in touch to ask about this?
Well, the easy and very, very full source of information is our website, and that's the www.australianmade.com.au, and it's Australian with an N. That's taken for granted.
Yeah.
And from that, we've got, obviously, we've got people involved. We've got people on the ground in Sydney and Melbourne, and we've got a telephone system that's pretty good. But the website itself is excellent. You can apply to use the logo online. The application will come to us. We review it, obviously, and if we need more information from the company just to be sure that their products comply, because there's a very stern set of rules, a very strict set of rules around the criteria for making an Australian-made claim and using the Aussie-made logo. But once all that happens, and it's a quick process, then we'll deal with companies and supply the artwork, and away they go. And then we help them in their marketing, because we've got a very strong online presence. Our digital presence is strong. We've got 270,000-odd Facebook followers, and our website's getting about 90,000 hits a month, and we feed leads back to our licensees. So there's a lot of help that we provide to our licensees just by virtue of the fact that they're involved in the campaign.
Right. We have been listening to the chief executive of Australian Made Campaign, Mr. Ian Harrison, who's leading an excellent group of people to promote the economy of Australia. We thank you for your time, Mr. Harrison.
Louis, thank you very much for your interest. It's great for the support.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
SBS. SBS. SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS
Radio.